In order also to access the real us, we've learned that the klipot are blocking the body and soul from communicating. The soul, which sees everything, it has a hard time telling the body what to do, how to exist in this world, because those shells, those klipot, those spiritual parasites are blocking the communication, the flow of light. And people ask, well, how do I remove these klipot? How do I cleanse them out of my life? One is situations will come up where I'll have the same opportunity, the same test that I failed before that I need to pass now. That comes up again and again and again. But another way that klipot get cleansed is simply through pain, painful moments. And it can range from when you drop your phone on the floor and maybe you have a cracked screen. That's painful, that's annoying, that's uncomfortable. That actually cleanses klipot. That's why it's good to at least get excited and embrace that moment. To things like, you know, when a person gets food poisoning. I remember having food poisoning 3-4 hours, and if you've had that, which most of us have had, it's not a fun experience. And as I was going through that pain, the sharp stabbing pain in my stomach, I kept telling myself, this is good. This is breaking klipot. This is cleansing. And really what it's doing, if you realize it, it's clearing the way for the soul and body to communicate. After any painful moment in life, the body and soul start to be closer. You start to feel and see the light more, as long as you weren't a victim about the pain you went through. You're not still blaming and holding a grudge about the pain you went through. Rachel, I don't know how you feel about it, but we've all been through unique pain in life. Are there painful situations that you personally have gone through that although were very challenging, you saw that the Creator was guiding you and it created some kind of elevation for you in your life?
So I'll start by saying this. When we talk about pain of a loss of a loved one, it's another level of our spiritual purpose almost. And what I kept on thinking in those moments and in that period of time, because it wasn't just a minute or a day or an hour, was the light is still here with me. I'm not alone. As scary as it felt, I felt that the light of the Creator is doing something to me, to my soul. And it's like, how do you stay present in that moment? Because if you're not present and if you just, you know, are reactively, you know, complaining and running away from it or trying not to feel it or, you know, taking a pill, or then you are actually, you're missing the message and the clarity and the lesson that the light is trying to, you know, the light is always trying to direct our soul to where it needs to go. You know, a lot of people can really give up on life because of pain. They can actually close up to life and give up on the Creator and give up on all these amazing spiritual teachings that we're talking about. We should know that anything that I experience in my life has a very clear purpose. So the Kabbalists teach that when we're born into this world, when our soul actually enters another body and has its process of tikkun, we are already given from the beginning all the strength, all the light, all the tools that we need to reach our greatest potential, to overcome our greatest challenges. And I always hear Karen Berg says this, that out of the darkness and into the light, right? So knowing that doesn't necessarily make you experience the pain less or makes it feel good. Because again, as long as our, you know, soul is inside a body, we are gonna experience that physical, emotional pain. Knowing that on the other side of pain is really high levels of my soul is very powerful. Just to have that in your consciousness, all of us have a very specific mission, a very specific purpose, and it's a piece of our puzzle. You know, we are like a piece of the bigger puzzle of humanity to reveal the totality of light in this world. And whatever we go through is only to get us closer to that purpose and to give us clarity on what does the light of the Creator want us to do with that pain? I'm thankful. I'm thankful to have, you know, the consciousness of Kabbalah and the teachings and my teachers, and to know that even though I experience, you know, different challenges, different tests in life, it's only to get me closer to my greatest potential. And sometimes it takes time, and sometimes the process is a constant rechoosing to know that and to just wait till you actually, like you said, connect the dots.